Trump campaign considers Oregon for 2020 election. By Nate Church on June 11, 2019. President Donald Trump's 2020 re-election campaign may be looking to push resources into a very blue state next year. Oregon has not voted for a Republican president since Ronald Reagan bested Walter Mondale in 1984. Nevertheless, Trump's 2020 team has the resources, and apparently the inclination, to make history once again. Pollster Tony Fabrizio gave CNN a Trump 2020 memo that suggested the campaign is looking to expand the map. In the memo, Fabrizio claimed New Hampshire, New Mexico, and Nevada have become highly competitive, and Minnesota is one to watch in 2020. While Trump lost each of these states in 2016, Fabrizio seems to think they are on the verge of turning red. Of all the possibilities, Oregon may be the most remote. A senior member of the Trump campaign told CNN that they may test the waters, but they are fully aware that Oregon is a long shot. Still, if we are a month out and a previous victory like Michigan is not possible, would be nice to know other states are options, he said. Trump turned both Wisconsin and Michigan red in 2016, a development that contributed to a victory that shook the American left. Oregon Republican Party Communications Director Kevin Hoare believes the tide is turning in his very blue state, saying, "Everyday Oregonians can see that President Trump is taking on the big problems and making the economy a huge success. This provides a powerful contrast between the policies we hear about from the 2020 Democratic presidential field and the promises kept and success delivered by President Trump. Oregon continues to be home to a growing number of forgotten men and women, especially in rural Oregon, a major theme of his campaign since 2016. But Deputy Director of the Oregon Democrat Party Molly Woon is nonplussed. It makes sense that the GOP would be interested in refurbishing their reputation out here, Woon said. Their party has championed putting kids in cages, taking health care away from working families and defiling the Constitution. This is not the Oregon way, she continued. They're welcome to visit, but they should be prepared for an icy reception from Oregon voters. With 2020 just 6 months away, it will not be long until we find out just how the map looks for what promises to be one of the most contentious political events in U.S. history.